gonna go make some tea, by the way, in the meantime, and I'm gonna try to cool off because I'm still so fucking pissed. Hold up.
Can't even get a fucking number.
I honestly don't fucking care right now. I don't care. Fuck it. Hey, bitches. Did you cry? Yes, you did. Both of you, I think.
Oh, no, I definitely cried. I 110% cried. Yeah.
I didn't.
As soon as she said, hold on tight, I was done. I was like, yep. Here comes
Welcome to the dark side, Robin.
I honestly don't know how to feel.
I'm just
pissed right now. That's it.
Honestly, no, okay. I can't excuse them no more. I can't.
That this entire fucking season has been about Landon helping everybody else and their mama except himself.
How the fuck do you tell? Listen, bitch. I don't understand. At this point, every writer's getting hell.
Every time he gets the shorter end of the stick, and for what?
Every time. 2 seasons. You had Arya put his whole fucking heart into every episode, every scene, and none of them shits matter. Season 3, Land Development? No, he did 4 fucking episodes. Died the whole time. Nothing explained. No traumas never touched. This is the second time with this. 2 episodes. His trauma was touched on, and it was brushed over because he's good.
He's happy. He's good.
He's so happy.
That's such a bullshit excuse.
Bullshit.
Saying that he's fine.
Bullshit.
And he's doing good with it. I mean, he's
so okay. Happy. He's so happy, y'all. Landon's seen the love of his life go back and lose her. But he's totally fine because he got to be a therapist to random bitches in limbo.
I'm going to say that Vid and I were talking about this, and it truly feels like Landon is almost trying to convince himself that he is happy and that he is okay with all of this. Because of the trauma of being not wanted his entire fucking life, and the way that he doesn't want to feel like a burden to people, so he doesn't complain, and he just takes it.
He struck a deal with the ferryman to get Hope home in the hopes that he would be sent back to. And that fucking contract proves that I was right. That the only way he's going to go back if he says
is that
Ted
the fact that Ted
peace.
Has to go to peace.
Exactly. Yeah. Ted has to go to peace for Landon to go back. And sending Hope back basically became the fucking ferryman. Fucking
that
thing.
That was so weird.
No,
I mean, not that I'm like talking shit about them, because their chemistry was insane. But it's just like having them be a thing. Was like, you can bring your husband and be with him. Like,
I'll be honest with you, I probably won't be able to contribute much because, like I said, I didn't fucking see anything. I didn't see the last of it. I barely saw any of it. I saw bits and pieces of fucking Mizzy and Aurora and Ken and those. Like, I barely fucking seen any of it. I saw the fucking I Love You. But, I did happen to see the part, and am I imagining this, where Ken said to Aurora, to bring someone back, he has to be honorable.
Like, yes, I agree, but also, fuck this shit. Like, Brett is one sick motherfucker. I know that he's a hand instant, like, we presume because of the way that he, you know, writes this or controls how the writing works, but also, like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
No, because is Hope really just accepting the fact that Landon's in fucking limbo?
I don't think she had to. She knows that the thing about Hope is that she is going to feel even more guilt and regret everything if she doesn't go back and help
so
her friends.
So is this literally going
this
to
This is
be...
like season 3 all over again.
Okay. So
everyone
she's...
making her feel guilty for not wanting to do something and that she can't choose herself.
Okay, like, but is this our 109 parallel of Landon literally fighting his way back to her?
I sure hope so.
But he wants to come back now.
He wants to come back. Well, because he said, okay, I sent Hope back. Why can't I go back too? So clearly he made a deal. But so he wants to go back. But like, I said this on Twitter and we could talk about it in the episode too, but the fucking implications of having Hope be a queen chess piece.
Oh, that was, wait.
Landon having that tattoo.
That was done on purpose.
No, that
a happy
was
accident. No, but I mean the happy accident was Arya having that tattoo, and then they just
wrote, and they're playing
wrote
into, it.
Into the episode. Yeah.
So there's little things that I actually saw of the, you know, when it was actually playing for me that makes me feel like Landon will be home and they will be together, because he said, I wish we could be together. Well, if we even get another fucking season at this
point. We will. Mark Pedowitz, you fucking bitch, just renewed already. He will. I'm sure we will. But also look at my mug. It's gay. We love it. I just want to know your thoughts about Mizzy, because I have many and I know you're not going to like them, but I want to hear your positivity and yeah.
Yes, please. I want you and Robin to bring the positivity to us.
Me?
Robin is just a space bag.
There is no fucking positivity in
this. Wait, but I am positive and confident that we are. Like, this is just...
Okay.
I'm going to be honest, guys. I have no positivity about this episode either.
I need to watch the fucking episode.
Wait.
Okay, but yeah. Okay, so I do really think that Handan is endgame, though. Like, there's no fucking doubts. There's no fucking doubts about that.
They are going through so much.
I'm just tired of them treating them like shit, especially Landon.
That's what it
lately,
is.
This entire it's... season. Like, what the fuck is... The thought process, I don't know. We need to prioritize hope because this is the only one and only time we're going to have to explore this, which but is because, totally fine, but have some fucking balance or something.
Because we are voices that people listen to and we are ranting right now, I want people to know,
I know
that we
we're
don't
just in
doubt
the heat of the moment. Yes.
Don't doubt Handan. We know Handan
and
will
also,
be together.
We're not just, shitting we're on them.
No, we're not
we're the writers.
Them. We're frustrated.
Exactly. We're just exactly. And the episode just ended like what, 5 minutes? 10 minutes ago.
Yeah. I think she's gonna accept to die for her friends not to be hurt, but also so she can reunite with Landon.
You know, all in all, I just hope that this isn't the message for the final season. For instance, when they get renewed for next season, and if that's the last one, I really truly hope that they don't kill Hope or Landon when he comes back. Because I'm tired of them sacrificing the main character and then calling that beautiful, romanticizing their sacrifice. Like, no, let's just not. The death trope isn't it anymore. Just don't do it.
I don't understand why
the not touching trauma part is not a service.
Now the only reason they're keeping Landon in his limbo is because of Ted. Why the fuck does he need peace?
No. Can somebody please explain to me what the fuck that contract meant?
It was like, the contract that about
didn't
Ted's,
we just start Ted this though?
His soul is the one.
Yeah, let's start the episode.
Of like, I don't want Hope to die for real. If that even, I mean, yeah, it is possible. The show was a loophole, but like for the series finale, they better not kill Hope. Like, let her be her not old, but like forever 19, 100-year-old old woman life.
She looks so depressed in the promo.
She deserves to be happy and have her own happy little family of half wolf, a quarter wolf. Try everything. I don't know. Just let her be. Don't kill her. Thanks. Okay.
We take what we can get, honestly. At this point, I'm taking my food and enjoying the 3 kisses we get.
They were so pretty. They are, the lighting, the limbo lighting suits them so well. Maybe it's the blue or a greenish tint. I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe it's just Daria. And their beautiful faces and shit. I'm just
that
like
could be it too, yeah.
The bipenny.
But also, okay, I saw someone on Twitter say that Handan broke up, and it was like, how the fuck do you get a breakup out of that? They literally
Whenever the thing about Handan and their breakups is that one, it's
never the option,
never their choice.
Yeah,
they are just being separated. And two, the only one breakup scene we have, it was just Hope's father-in-law breaking up with her.
So Hope killed Landon. Hope killed Landon, and Landon brought her back to life.
Hey guys, it's Iz.
Hey guys, it's Notch.
Hey, it's Robin.
Hi, is it?
Hi, it's Bia.
And today we're here with season 4, episode 17, reaction of Legacy. I mean, damn, let me go ahead and do that. Yeah, anyways, that was...
Yes, 4:17 into the woods.
Lines, Nosh is just feeling what we're all feeling right now.
Yeah,
fucking speechless.
Hand in big thanks for landing Kirby.
Yeah.
We just have a lot of thoughts, and I don't know how many of those that we have already said are going to be in the pre-talk, so apologies in advance.
To be honest, we couldn't be talking in pre-talk. I'm so sorry, like, Robin and P.A.K.
Like, yeah, like, you are very positive people, but, like, with Landon Kirby this season, we can't go on without speaking.
Like, we cannot be so positive that I honestly feel like this season might be worse than season 3 for Landon. It might just be there.
Yeah.
It's fucking done. Like, that's honestly where I'm at. Yeah. You can keep the season 2.
And it's so hard to see him getting, like, the worst of everything.
When your comfort character, I mean, not for me because Hope is mine, but he's my second favorite comfort character, but when your comfort character is constantly getting kicked to the side, it's frustrating.
I just don't care because everybody gets their trauma, their everything mentioned, and when it comes to Landon Kirby, he just gets the same fucking dumb-ass line. Happy. I'm fine. Is he fucking fine? He's like, he's about to fucking cry! You can't even let him do that either! Please! Stop writing Landon Kirby, or just give him to me, because y'all can't fucking do it. Like, how fucking hard is it to have, you got him acting like a fucking therapist. He couldn't even talk to Emma, but suddenly he got a degree in therapy.
When he hasn't even dealt with his trauma himself. He hasn't even dealt with
it. Oh, season 2, his trauma swept, because he got a girlfriend.
Okay, listen. Landon literally said that to Hope today. Everyone has a lesson here to learn in Limbo. That's what I mean, though. What if all of his is acting like he's fine, but really what he needs to do is admit to the fact that he's not fucking fine?
Yeah. I need Arya to be breaking down so bad. You know what Danielle did in 313 for the breakup? I need something like that coming from him. When he finally snaps and we get Landon actually dealing with all the shit that he's dealing with. I mean, he hasn't, but he should be dealing with. The prison world, being in foster care, being in limbo, getting possessed by his dad, having to be killed by Hope, you know? So yeah, maybe we should just start with the actual scenes and then get to Landon at the end so you can, like, rant and celebrate about what we got.
Yeah, you got the notes, because...
I do. Do you want to go by character or do you want to go by scene? Maybe character would be better.
Yeah, let's go by character. Yeah.
Nathan, that was the second scene we got. I don't know if you saw it. Did you? Was your link frozen?
You know, I'm going to be honest with you. The little bits of scenes that I did see, I didn't really fucking care about, except for the hand and stuff. So.
Same. Honestly, I wasn't paying attention to anything.
I just gotta say, Leo Howard, your hair was really pretty.
Anyway, marry me. I don't care.
Just human being.
If you are, compromise. If you have a girlfriend, honestly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You can do it two-way.
Natalie fight. But anyway, Nathan, right? Because of an injury. Oh, yeah. I don't remember. That was a quote. I don't even remember what was the context of it. But Lizzie showed up in the middle of the Nathan scene. And she was low-key manipulating MG, which I'm all for it. Fuck MG.
I don't really care about that Mizzy love confession. Y'all gotta leave me alone.
The hair that I have here written is when Lizzie showed up and Ethan went like this, trying to fix himself. That was cute. Listen, I love Ethan as a character. I love Lizzie as a character. MG... it's still on thin ice for me. I don't have much nice to say. So, what are your thoughts?
On what, Nathan?
On the scene, I guess.
I have no thoughts. I don't have any feelings towards MG or Ethan. Like, I don't, like, I don't
or
even
Lizzie,
know.
Or Lizzie, because Lizzie showed up too. We got a lot of music for you here.
The Nathan 8 a little bit.
Yeah, Nathan's and Mrs.
Okay, that's
sort of was... actually that was kind of a L for. I mean, not is. I know. I'm sorry, but the way that she.
Okay. Well,
yeah. Let's no.
It was funny that he was like phasing out of his shoes and his clothes and stuff.
That was funny. And he got like not naked, and I'm glad that he didn't, because no. So yeah, and then MG went to Lizzie. I mean, went with Lizzie and Wedgie, because I'm not calling him Pukwudgie all the time, to test its powers. So Ethan's juice doesn't run out. But Ethan
has more than just the Pukwudgie
powers. Does he though?
Oh, we don't know for sure, I guess.
I don't think, I've made peace with the fact that he's dying. So, like, I don't know. It just, he's going to be gone soon. I don't know what to tell you.
I mean, I tried to process Ethan dying or possibly dying. And, like, I'm just like, Malivore basically screwed him over.
Honestly,
Malivore got the laugh at the end, because, you know, Ethan always wanted to be a superhero. And he always wanted to, like, have powers and be helpful. And then in this cause, he ends up about to be dead as hell.
I hate it.
Like Ethan hasn't even had that much development to where I can literally.
No, he's just like.
He hasn't had development, no storyline. This motherfucker been struggling with power since he got him. Y'all was worrying about the gods. Y'all should have been worrying about these characters. Because Ken got a whole boo and he's been here for 20 minutes, and Ethan's about to twerk on Dev's door, and he's still struggling with fucking powers. Y'all have to be fucking joking.
I don't want to laugh.
I have to be fucking joking. Ken is out here getting a fucking, oh, I'm actually the good dad storyline, and Ethan just been like, this wasn't a development. Like,
y'all, that might have been just because they're husband and wife in real life. That they were like, oh, they have a lot of chemistry, and they do.
It did eat, but at the end of the day,
but they're like, yeah, let's just add this into the story because it works just so well. Like, babes, just redirect their energy.
Give it development. They're giving for your characters. It's like I don't know what direction I want to go. I'm still 3 episodes left, and I still don't know what the fuck this guy wants. Yes, hope. Okay, but what happened to him finding out who the fuck destroyed Malivore? He talked about Malivore, didn't even ask who destroyed him. Bitch, on everything else.
I think that, maybe just come back. Maybe just do come back, because hope have a wish.
I just,
yeah, hope is supposed to be the one to use the boon, but. Aurora just made a pact or like a marriage or something.
So it doesn't even matter. Like, oh, what are they gonna do? Be fighting on a battleground? Hook? I'm like, actually, I help a minor boy. He's like, oh shit, my bad. Like,
yeah, I don't know. The thing is that last scene was very weird to me, because he basically showed her everything, and he told her that Ben and Jen had lied or something, but how do we know for sure if that wasn't him just manipulating her again? Why would I trust Zeus of all people? Like, I'm not trusting that bitch. I barely know him. And if they're going by, you know, the Greek mythology that's the actual that we've seen, I don't have any reasons to trust him. No, I don't care that he married her or they did a deal or they had those. No. It's just, I feel like we just need an excuse. Like, no, I don't like it.
It's like we had so many episodes this season where they just did shit, and then it was like, we wasted an episode.
Oh, you thought psych.
Yeah, you, like that. We wasted an episode giving you a chess piece. Doesn't matter, because Hope gonna put him to sleep. Oh, we're gonna do it again though with a chess piece. Now we got Monopoly. Oh, let's do an episode where we try to kill Hope. Hope asked to kill her. Y'all just seem like y'all fucking stupid. Oh, we're about to die. But girl, you got good art skills. Oh, Ethan's about to die. Let's worry about Ken getting a boo thing. Where do your head be? Oh, let's give y'all this 58th hand in reunion. At this point, how many fucking reunions can I get before you shit on me at the end? And it hasn't even had 2 seasons together. But y'all made sure to slide in, you know, good little sprinkle of hand and crumbles or reunions, like it's going to have us forget the shit you're doing to Landon as a character.
We haven't even had a birthday for Hope.
No birthday. Honestly. No even Buffy, birthday day for
Buffy
Meredith.
At this time had like three already.
But Buffy this, had
the twins have had two already.
The twin. Oh, fuck the twin. No, no, no.
Didn't
actually,
even have
no.
A birthday. One a birthday. In particular. You don't even have a birth date. It's like, right. And you can't say that Landon's staying in limbo because of Hope, because of her humanity's off. That bitch is on. I thought it was gonna be like a crying emotional scene. We don't know where no humanity at or no humanity Hope is at. But Landon's still in limbo. But big things is coming for Landon, y'all say. I will not be talking about legacies. I will talk about Handen for the rest of this fucking season. You will not hear me talk about the storylines. I'm done. Cannot.
Maybe we should go back and then rant more about Handen, because we do have a lot to praise but also to complain. So yeah. The thing about MG and Lizzie, I personally love the list that Lizzie made because it's so Caroline of her. And maybe I'm clowning, but they might bring her back for the finale. I don't care.
Yeah, I think they will.
They fucking better, because Candace was in Atlanta. But anyway, what else do we have for, like, the MG overall?
For MG Ethan?
It's Ethan or Mizzy?
Whichever, containing...
Let's go to Mizzy.
Mizzy,
wait, wait, there was a break, then a Larkin, then Mizzy, Lizzie and MG, her list.
Yeah, okay, MG.
Oh, this is the thing that I wanted to talk about. When they came back from the break, actually, it was right before the break, but anyway, plus you were grieving when she was trying to tell him stuff so he would be like snap and tell her what was wrong. Yeah. Plus you were grieving. Okay, so everyone else can grieve, but Hope. Is that what you were trying to say?
Right. Because when you hit the fucking ascendant,
it's fine. You were grieving. But Hope, when Hope does it, it's wrong.
I've been grieving for two episodes and you hit that fucking ascendant. Oh, somebody's going to be going to hell.
He hit it. Hell is actually going to reopen for MG exclusively.
But no. Remember, it's different because he loves Lizzie.
Oh, she don't love his ass.
He's obsessed with Lizzie. I'm sorry, is fucking... No.
MG really fucking blows me. You fucking said that Alyssa was in the way? Bitch, you ran for her! Didn't you hate her?
Oh, yeah. That's the thing. He blamed Ethan because, like, first of all, the synopsis said that he had a secret. That wasn't a fucking secret. We've known this since season one.
This man, all the character of season one.
This man has been blaming everybody else. This man has been blaming her because she don't reciprocate his feelings. Bitch, you thought she was going to reciprocate him when she's leaving now?
What I did love about that scene was the fact that Lizzie didn't give a single fuck. She was just like, oh, that's bad. And then went back to the chemistry thing that she was doing.
I was about to say it. Honestly.
I was half paying attention, honestly, because every scene.
Because so you think she could fucking read your mind? You don't know why? Girl, she could not tell
you. You know what pisses me off the most? When it comes to the whole I'm Spanish now, Mizzy scene, or like the ship itself, is like MG had his chance, but then he went and kissed Eliza. He kissed Eliza, and then. Yep. From then on, it's like they just killed the ship for me.
Yeah,
honestly.
So now Ethan's in the way because you didn't fucking pursue. Like it's not our fault. Like I don't know what the fuck y'all trying to do. Like this slow burn ain't slow burning. It's more like it's annoying me because why is Ethan blaming people for things that he actually interacted with? Lizzie cannot fucking if she didn't know your emotions, your feelings for her, then she's not gonna know them now. She hasn't seen you in how long, and suddenly she's supposed to just keep it on. You look at she wrote a fucking 62 plus list to get you to accept her apology.
Like, talk? Just communicate.
Right, like, why don't you just fucking tell her? You got her wasting time and all this shit, like, wasting her breath to apologize.
And for what?
To not even get a love you back. Y'all try to sprinkle that love music behind so fucking...
No, it didn't work. Like, I don't know what... I don't know what the end game is for them, but it's
not it. Like, I just like, not I just, doing
like, if he does what they it, think it is.
He just do things. I'm just like, how the fuck did you blame Melissa? You went for her after she tried to kill you. That was your doing. Y'all both had a relationship.
And here is where I want to hear is your thoughts on this. Yeah, because you see it one way, but I don't know how you felt about it. Because,
as a positive Mizzy, staying through and through
you, take your time, please. Don't.
I mean, I don't really know what I enjoyed it. But that's just me coming from a Mizzy. Like, I've always seen it kind of like, and I know you guys have your opinion on Lizzie, but or on MG or whatever with the relationship, but Lizzie's kind of the same way. I see it a different way with Lizzie because, like, yeah, MG did all, like, did that stuff that you said or whatever with Alyssa, but it's because he was trying to move on. And I just see it that way. So, I mean.
Very valid.
And I feel like that at that point where it's like, you know, where the point where what happened with Alyssa is like MG was going through this thing where he's like, you know, he wanted to move on because he wanted to go, you know, he didn't want to be stuck where he obviously thought, you know, Lizzie didn't have any these sort of feelings. And at that point we were getting to it where Lizzie was like saying where she was questioning whether or not she liked him. And then the whole thing with Alyssa, and I have my own opinion on Alyssa, which I'm not gonna discuss. She can go. I kind of with the whole, I honestly did not see, I thought they were gonna kiss. I didn't see like the whole, like, I didn't see the whole I love you thing coming. But my whole thing with Lizzie's relationship is I 110% think they're gonna be endgame, and that's just like, I guess my opinion. It just, they've been setting it up like that, and while people might not like it, it's just how it's gonna happen. It's obviously gonna be there, and I'm gonna eat it up. I know you guys won't, but I will.
Eat it up. But do you think Lizzie reciprocates what? Does she love him back?
Yes.
Yeah. I think that she's not sure at the moment. Sorry, Iz. Go ahead.
No, it's okay.
No, I'm really sorry. Go. No,
I want Iz talking.
Yeah, because I want you talking. Like, yeah.
Well, we should shit talk your ship, and that's not cool. So,
we give you your space. Fine.
No, it's okay. But I mean, it's fine, but it's not. Yeah. Don't be Landon.
I think, like I've said from the beginning, like I've always said this, I said that there was going to be some sort of triangle between Lizzie and Ethan and MG and Lizzie. I always thought that she was going to choose Ethan because I thought, you know, that's a different way and you're trying to like do the whole like keeping Lizzie and MG away from each other or whatever, or keeping just like Lizzie out of the situation completely, which they've kind of done throughout the whole season, is just keep her away from both of the boys. Which for me, that's why Ethan does not make sense to me, because we haven't had that development between them two. And I'm not saying that we've had development between Mizzy, but there's more of a story between them two rather than having no story between Lizzie and Ethan. I think Lizzie reciprocates the feelings? I do. I honestly do, but I don't think she will say anything about it because Lizzie has that sort of, Lizzie's always kind of drove into relationships with Sebastian, with Raphael. And so I feel like she's kind of like, when it comes to MG, she kind of like backs away from it. Because like MG was saying, she used to come to him and she doesn't anymore. And I don't know. I guess that's just my opinion.
Wait, did I cut off? Did my Wi-Fi fuck up?
Or yeah, probably.
Okay.
I'll say what I said to Iz this afternoon is, I mean, like, okay, I'm not a Mizzy, but I do see Mizzy happening because they have been setting it up since season one.
They and wanted it to be like the Sterling 2.0. Yeah.
And I know that Mizzy hasn't really been interacting much this season. Well, neither has Handan, to be honest. But the thing is Lizzie had her own storyline to go through that didn't involve MG. It doesn't mean that, and this is me not liking Mizzy, but saying this because I'm seeing it from like an outside perspective. It doesn't mean that just because they haven't had any interaction, that there isn't still something there. Because, like I said, Lizzie had to go through, she couldn't just jump into this relationship considering she has these codependency issues that she needs to figure out, or that she was working on and realizing that she is okay on her own, you know? Mm-hmm. And that was the point of her story this season, is for her to be, I am okay on my own. I am strong on my own. I don't need my sister, or I don't need the sire bond, or I don't need Aurora. I don't need all of these things. So by the time that she gets into a relationship, she feels complete enough in who she is that then she can feel happy enough in a relationship.
And like, yeah, for me this season, you know, like, I don't even know why they even introduced a love triangle, because it never was touched. It was hinted in the beginning of, you know, season four or whatever case may be. And, you know, they did, once again, Lizzie's heretic storyline, which I feel like was definitely probably the best storyline this season besides No
For her, yeah. And I love that it wasn't related to, like, a man.
Or, yeah, like, and, yeah, which is probably their downfall, because they're going to try to throw this triangle.
Yeah.
And just saying that she had Ethan's in a way. And I'm like, he only saw her one fucking time. Like, saw her one time and she vanished. Like,
my thing is I don't want to, like, shit talk Lizzie, I don't want to shit talk MG, like, they both have their issues and everything like that, but this is coming obviously from a Mizzy, like, I'm hard, like, literally Mizzy, I think they're gonna end up together. That's just, I guess, me.
Mm-hmm.
But
I would love to see
saying Mizzy all this stuff about MG and, like, what he did throughout the relationship, but not really seeing what Lizzy did either.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Because Lizzie treat him, like, I love Lizzie with all my heart, but it takes two to tango. So
yeah,
when considering everything that MG did, and this is not me defending MG, because I, like you guys, I have my own issues.
No, it's okay, because, like, they both fucked up in different ways, and that's why I'm a little against them, because of the, like, come on, have some self-respect, Milton. Like, the way that she treated him wasn't it. And I know that it was, like, a teasing kind of way, but still, like, it wasn't okay to treat him like that. And then what he did wasn't okay either. So, yeah.
Yeah, after season two, like, after that kiss with Alyssa, I just didn't really care. I just feel like at some point, you really can't expect me to care for either Ethan or Mizzy when the most person that had the most interaction was Ethan. Like, you can't expect me to believe a love triangle when once Lizzie found out about, you know, Alert obviously being in a coma, she left and there was no interaction between them. So it's like, why are you trying to act like it's there when it's not?
Was it 310, the episode that I was in for here too, or not? Because I remember there was an episode that we were like, oh yeah, the throuple and stuff. And now it's like,
doesn't even exist.
No, honestly, I would be, girl. I think that
I'm just saying
the way that I see Ethan as a character is very influenced by fan fiction, and the way that I imagined his potential to be when he first came to the show.
Same.
So Vid and I, we're like a white man's whore, is that how you say it? Because of the fan fiction and stuff. But I fully recognize that, unlike other stans that live through fan fiction and can't or won't recognize that it's different from canon. So I'm like okay with him dying, finding peace, or doing whatever, because I'm just living through the fix. But when it comes to these characters and the three of them, it's just like, they were kind of going a certain way and then they dropped it and then they're trying to come back, and it's just not, there's a disconnect, and I'm not feeling it personally.
Yeah.
So yeah.
it's like they introduce things and they forget, like I said before, and we always say it, is that they, when it gets to a big villain, they just drop everything else. For A, No Humanity, Hope. Now for B is the gods. And you know what you notice in thing? Nobody has development. No one has storylines besides trying to figure out how to defend it.
It's almost like they jump from one place to another. but there's no like a cohesive
story. Like you can have a big villain and still have a storyline. Hello, wasn't y'all helping with Buffy?
Yeah, even when we look at season 3, the whole thing was about Hope trying to put herself first and not giving up on Landon, only for the finale to come, which was 404 because of, you know, the network and all that. But then she had to give him up. So either we are reading it into it like wrong, or they just changing their mind as they go, or it's not coming out the way that they think it is, maybe. Like, it's not bad, but it could be better. That's what I'm trying to say, I guess. Like, why aren't you developing your characters that have been here since day one? And then you waste your time and resources on bringing in more and then focusing on them, which is totally fine. Like, we got to see, like, Ben's backstory, which is very interesting, especially considering his storyline or, like, the whole Jed-Ben thing. Great rep. We love it. But also, like, where was the energy with, like, the rest of your characters when you should have done that earlier,
like,
on the show?
Yeah, like, they will literally give you a lot for somebody new, and then they drop them again. Just like
and
how
then they drop it again. Same with Cleo. Like,
yep, just like how they wasted their time in 414.
Maybe it's just too many characters, and they don't know how to balance them out.
Yeah, but even when they didn't have any, they had season 2, which was like literally minimum. And it
season 2 was a shit show. I'm sorry, but that was, I don't know. Maybe it was the Josie factor? Josie-centric factor?
It was a lot, because 2A was about finding Hope, 2B was about Dark Josie, and then and still within those two possible scenarios, they still didn't have development. And like, I thought it was going to be done after season 2. It's just a constant theme. It don't matter who changes or who writes. They still, it's like too many, it's like they have too many different writers who don't know, they can't obviously all have the same feeling towards the character. So it's a disconnect every time. And like, one episode, a character's acting this way, the next episode they're not. And it's like, there's no continuity. I just cannot.
Yeah. The like, continuity errors and the way the characters act and then they change their minds.
Change it. Like, how do you not give Cleo more of her powers? You take it away when there's like 3 episodes left, but you definitely made sure.
Also, where's Finch?
Oh, yeah.
Went to go get a cake and never came back.
Right.
Julie, we never saw her again.
She went for like cigarettes. Right. Went from
and we're not supposed to believe that your people are being introduced like love interests. Interesting.
I keep saying that was just Luke and Rebecca doing their thing, and they were like, yeah, let's get it. I mean, they're cute, but like, we're wasting time.
It did nothing.
It's just maybe it's just that we understand and love these characters so much that it's so frustrating when you are expecting something to go a certain way or get a development or a change. This is not Landon, the whole prison world thing. And it's just not living up to the hype.
This is not even us talking about Handy. This is literally us talking about every fucking body. Because this was something that we tried not to like get angry or annoyed with certain things, but like 4 seasons in and you're still struggling with some of these points. It's not Handy. It's continuity. It's storylines. It's balance. You can balance small, minor relationships and also have a big storyline. I'm gonna need y'all to look at Buffy, deadass. Because at this point, I'm watching Buffy and I'm watching Legacies, and I'm like, how the fuck can this just not do? There is no genuine friendship on Legacies except for Hizzy, but there's no genuine relationships on Legacies. Y'all start them up, drop them. Oh, Finch just left. Let's give Finch her shirt on her trauma. Drop
and him. nobody even acknowledges.
No one mentions it at all. Where Finch at? We don't know.
Y'all where's Wade?
Where's Wade? Where's that Gabe girl who knew Penelope?
Gabby, yeah.
Why the fuck I bring her here?
She's playing D&D somewhere.
Where was Jet in the pack that he keeps mentioning? Like, why didn't y'all show Jet this episode going through the betrayal? Like, where the fuck? Y'all, but y'all want us to care about Ken and Aurora. And him making fucking flowers grow out of the soil for no fucking reason. And him getting dressed. Cool. He made a vegetative fucking, a little metal like he was fucking Bella and Edward to have her help with Hope. He couldn't just fucking say that in the truck. Like, you gotta be kidding. You have to be fucking joking.
I'm sorry, I just read the lyrics for this song.
Yeah, and is that me? Is that not? Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Are you fucking kidding me? That's fucking handed in limbo. Like, I
see you in the doorway. I'm sorry, but weren't we just talking about gates and portals and shit?
Yes.
Last time?
The tears on your face singing Stand By Me, want to make you see I can keep you safe.
Okay, wait. Parentheses. Like, for everyone that's listening, as you can see, we're very sick and tired and hurt, I guess. So excuse the ranting, but we need to vent. But again, it's nothing against the writers per se. It's just that please understand that we love these characters so very much, and that we want them to be, you know, be explored to the fullest potential. But we also understand that there's a limited amount of time to tell your stories. So maybe for next season, please send Landon to therapy, or have him, you know, deal with all of that. Thank you. Now, let's go back to the lyrics. By the way, side note, we were just talking about the lyrics that we're playing when Handin had their scene. They hold you. I think it's Hold You by Amy something.
Amos. But look at if it, everyone needs to go read the fucking lyrics, because this is.
Can you put the lyrics on the screen?
Yeah, I probably could.
You're editing, not like all of them, but the part specifically we're talking about,
where it says, "You say everyone seems happy, everyone except for you." Like,
I don't want to hurt you, because don't want to cause you pain. You fight through. I'll stand by you. I'll stand by you.
Yeah.
Wow, that was just Landon saying that to Hope. Every single scene they had.
Okay, I'm gonna go into this, but like, just the fact that they're like, I know you so well, or I know you best.
They both.
How many fucking times did they say that? They said it to each other. How the fuck do you not see that they're endgame? Like, I'm sorry, but.
I'm not doubting that.
People are pissing me off saying that this is a goodbye. Sorry. Just gonna start posting the lyrics. Okay, let's go back into it, like, because fuck, we need to get on Handin, so let's just.
Yeah, let's just.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for us to get on Handin. Like.
Yeah, the Alaric and Ben talks basically told us that there is a way for Ben to die, but if they siphon him or something, all of his organs are going to stop. And Ben is willing to do that in order to save Jed and everyone else. So it's a very martyr thing that Alaric also mentioned. He's also very aware of that. Being like, Jen or Ben are probably going to die, so I don't want to get attached. What were you going to say?
Well, let's also slide in where doing the second thing. The second time he's saying he knows what it takes when it comes to love.
Like, oh, bitch.
Yeah, because of Hope. Because of fucking Hope.
Love can make you do crazy things. Oh, you down bad.
Alaric says all of this, but then doesn't act on him.
Right. So like, fucking why? Hilarious. Or when Ben called him out, love that king, whack him again. Alaric, you thought you fucking ate. This is the second time you're giving two men validations for going to extreme, but when it came to Hope, you were trashing her down. Right?
But also the way that he realized that Hope was refusing to wake up again. That was like a nod to the other episodes. Alaric saying that if something's worth fighting for or something like that entire quote.
It
really does. They're like the blueprint, basically.
Yeah.
Ben now wants to kill his dad. So do I trust him? Maybe. I don't know.
But the thing is that, like, wasn't he was doing it to protect Ben?
Jed.
And I'm already calling Jed.
Ben Levin.
Yeah, like, he did it to protect Jed or to free
him. Because he thought that he wanted, he thought that he needed to be free of his curse, just like he was, except that Ben doesn't see his werewolf-ness as a curse, so that's just who he is. And then, now Ben is like, Well, I want to kill my dad because he doesn't love that anymore, so.
Yeah, but I also think that when it came to Ben, he also said, you know, if anything, I would have been there fighting beside you. And I guess now Ben wants to actually do that for Jed, is to fight beside him instead of fighting against him in that scenario.
Yeah. Then there's the Ken and Aurora thing that we also just...
Lord.
Ken was
I fell asleep. I almost fell asleep. I was literally...
Did he throw stuff at her that blew up stuff? Because wasn't she, like, avoiding some type of bomb that he threw to have her stop? And she's like, that's what you're going to do?
Just burst out laughing when he pulled her up. I was like, wow, she just did that effortlessly.
I'm honestly, I'm going to agree with Iz because I seriously did not I did not pay attention to any of the Ken stuff and Aurora stuff. Like, I literally fucking tuned out.
I was trying to pay attention.
Like, I was like, damn, Rebecca and Luke have some chemistry and they were cute, but like, I wasn't paying attention to any words. So.
I was just getting distracted because I was like, this must have been so fun to shoot.
Yeah.
With them being like a couple. And the forehead touch was sweet. In the way that it was Luke and Rebecca, but it wasn't sweet in the sense that it was Zeus or Ken or whatever.
Yeah, because why is he talking about some? He wants somebody to be with, like.
Yeah, that's something that I was going to mention. He's supposed to be Zeus, right? Zeus couldn't keep it in his pants, so the entirety of their scenes. I was just thinking, like, oh, he's just sweet talking her, and he wants something out of it. He's manipulating her again. Like, I don't know. I don't trust him. Of course, he's a villain, but he is also supposed to be Zeus. So,
I feel like he's going to manipulate her until it's no more.
And they were both being so dramatic. Maybe it was the accent, but like the way that they were speaking, like old English, that was funny. Who else do we have before Handen? Ted? Ted
okay, and Sarah. Okay. Can I fucking just second hope with the whole ew thing? Because what the fuck was that? Why was that needed? Why? It was like, that was as unneeded as that fucking Dana's mom and Alaric shit in the bank.
Actually, I kind of enjoyed it simply because it gave me the shit
single. Wait, okay.
What, the Sayla and
is
the
necromancer stuff? Is he going to, because now he's like in love with Sayla or whatever, is Landon going to use that to convince Ted to go to
fight? I really hope so. I really do.
Like, is that how he's going to finally convince him? Like, you
know what I would like to see? Something like when Ted really died and he was... the first time he died as a human, for him to become Ted again, because Ted, as the human Ted, I feel like I'm talking like Adventure Time, Finn the human, but Ted the human, I want him to go to peace as Ted, and then get that Sayla crumb, because Vid and I, we were like, yeah, he would be such a great, like, father figure, but now we're stuck
in a Ted was a nice character. Like,
That was a nice little crumb, except that it was fucking gross because it's the necromancer instead. Yeah.
Your god, which I manifested, but in the necromancer's sense, which is kind of
true. Yeah, wrong.
Out of nowhere, he's like, he's in love, and I'm just like, so if you're in love, why are you not trying to go to peace? I mean, why don't you go to peace?
They're trying to build it up.
He sends her home. I mean, he sends Landon home, and he teases it.
But Landon can't the second go home time. Because of the contract.
He can't go home because the fucking ferryman let Zed go home and took the fucking contract and now owns Landon's fucking soul.
Yeah.
Why the fuck does the ferryman want the soul?
Or being separated because of outside.
Because of outside sources, not because they were both like, let's go home. I want to go home. Let's do this together. So yes. The fact that they are not together is not by fucking choice.
Hope saying that she wanted to change the rules of Limbo, though. Yeah. Such a great move over her. Yeah. I can't believe we got, like, what, 3 kisses?
Yes.
And angst? And, like, I'll tell everything?
You, that what? Second kiss, where he, like, leans in and kisses her.
One more thing. Good shit.
I was like, okay, the... I mean, I know it's been a while, but still.
Okay, what the fuck else happened in the episode? Because I honestly, all I can think about is Handan.
Well, that was basically, we covered everybody else.
All right, like, let's get into Handan. Let's go.
Yeah. First scene.
We got the aftermath of the hug. Okay.
The gift.
That's all I cared about.
No, we will go get it.
The gift.
But we did it.
They released the gift before.
They posted the gift before the actual show started.
Yeah, it was like, what the fuck?
I fucking kisses.
Oh, sorry.
When I saw the kiss.
She's like, we'll talk about that after, but first.
Kiss. And like, I can't believe this. She literally say, I can't believe this is happening.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. This is like a three or four parallel through and through. Like, I don't know what to tell you. Like, everything.
They, three kisses. They are so sickening.
Okay. But, Vit just tweeted it. But I did not, fucking say we would get the Angel 108 parallel? I'll never forget.
Read the, that's so fucking sick.
Wait.
No, what are you doing?
I fucking told you we would get it. Did I not say that? I said that. We got it in the fucking... Yeah, we got it in the library. We got, you know, I'll always love you. I'll never forget you. And then Buffy, I'll never forget. I'll never forget. I'll never forget. The fucking... And the fuck that... That episode has, like, the oracles and fucking gods and shit. Like, I...
We only need Handan eating ice cream and then, like, fucking on the kitchen or something.
Yeah.
But, like... Legacy is too PG for that.
But again, I called it.
Angel Kid. I don't want to tell y'all. Angel Kid.
I don't know. Banjo literally raised Handan. Like, I don't know what to tell.
Prayer circle that Brett chooses peace and kindness, yes. And he doesn't end the show the same way that that bitch ended with Angel. That was sick and twisted. Wow, but I didn't even.
When they were saying goodbye, literally Benja was the only thing on my mind. I was like, can't believe I'm going through this again.
I didn't even process that. I was already fucking crying. So
No. I know we'll talk about it later, but as soon as she said
later. Second scene.
I was done. I literally started, I was like, yeah, here the tears, here they come. Repeat of last week.
Okay, yes, we did get fucking fed as Handans. We did. Like, we got the kisses and the hugs and the holding hands and the fucking parallels. It was like they were fucking throwing parallel after parallel at us.
Yeah.
Like, how many fucking parallels can we throw into this one episode?
Even her threatening the necromancer kind of like 304.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
when she stabbed the necromancer and he was like, oh, I was blinded by feelings. I was expecting Hope to be like, yeah, same.
Same.
Because they were like, but she was like, I'm feeling something.
This episode was kind of. Yeah, this episode was kind of like a present from the writers because after so long, you could say that Hope didn't need to go to Limbo to go after everything because she would come back anyway. So I think it was like something.
Yeah, it was like a little crumb, like a plate of like
to hold on.
Hold on tight. Yeah.
Oh my God, yes.
Here's a little snack. You're gonna get the full like meal later, but you guys need to like just. Hold on tight.
Yeah, I think that I'm just pissed because as a Landon stan, I'm hurt.
That's what it is.
That's what it is. It's just like when 305 to 308, that entire mini arc aired, and as a Hope stan, I was livid. The shit the people were saying, the shit the characters were saying, we were just so over it.
Yeah.
But now it's just the same like, shit
Hope
as
going
Landon's
back,
then.
Hope going back, she's not accepting the fact that Landon's just staying there. Like, she, right now, she's trying to fight gods. That's what's on her mind. Once that's said and done with, you don't think that she's going to do everything in her power to figure out how the fuck to get him back from Limbo?
I'm now just thinking of that dog scene that's coming from 420. That the director, Michael Olowitz, I think it's pronounced, posted. Because if that was the last shot, that's going to hit hard, like, the emotions. Especially if what we think is happening, the thing that I've been saying about, you know, all that happens. I don't know if, I might cry, honestly, just a little. Maybe.
Just a tiny bit.
What else did? Oh, we got a hug. The necromancer hugging Hope was
that was so funny.
I wasn't expecting it, and I really wish that had been Ted. Talking because that was a great father figure. But anyway, Hope and the Reaper. I think it's with the long E sound. EA, right? T Reaper. Yes. Sorry. Holding Landon. No. I'm just phonetics. The linguistic brain doing its thing. When she was like, does the lesson involve going back home without you or something like that? And Landon was just standing there like,
yes.
How do I tell you this, bestie? Are you in the right state of mind to take it? And then I don't want to hear it. And then she left.
Dude, she literally vamp speed away from him.
She did.
She didn't want to
hear it. She's like, stay away from me.
She was like, I don't even want to see you right now. Like, oh, Vid, what was it? What was the meme that me and my bitch don't marry you? She just told me to shut up and I do.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, that's literally him then. They don't argue, but he's simply just like, shut up, I'm gonna do my stuff.
And he will. He will comply. Wait, there was something about the sneak peek number 3. I mean, not the sneak peek, the scene, the hand-in sneak peek scene that was the scene, hand-in scene number 3 on the episode. When Landon was saying that they had just been reunited and he wanted to go back home with Hope too.
Yeah.
And they can't just say that and then have him be like, I'm good, I'm happy, it's okay. Like, you just can't pretend that wasn't him setting her free just so she can go and defeat the gods so their friends don't die.
It was this because he was so pissed after she left. The way he was when he found out that the ferryman owns his soul, he was so mad.
Well, that's because he assumed that
he would come back.
Yeah, because he cut that deal or something like that.
And it's so annoying.
When I heard that his soul was to the, I almost cried. Like I just turned up.
Yeah, I was so mad. Like you can't be serious.
It was only that. Luckily, this was that scene because I was about to fucking turn my recording off.
And then there was the second scene where Hope is literally dragging Linda by his hand through the woods.
They were literally going into the woods together. Oh my god. I'm so
sick. And she said, like, I know you.
Thinking about Hayden.
I know you better than anyone.
because they said that so many times.
Yeah.
Oh god.
And she's telling him she thought he was mad because she had turned it off. Because he sacrificed everything.
What did he say exactly?
I'm always on his side.
Write it down.
Yeah. He
said, I'm always on your side, something like that.
I'm always on your side, remember?
They are so sickening, I swear to God.
And then when they fought, they had that little argument. What did she say? So much for being on my side or something?
Yeah, that hurt.
That hurt a little.
I called it disgusting so many times during this episode. Honestly, no, like, they are disgusting.
The fact that he said he would do it again.
That scene, when she like vamped away from him, and they were on the dock having an argument, and she ran away.
Yeah.
Is she gonna get fucking brutalized for walking away from that argument?
Since y'all love to get on Landon's fucking dick,
you know,
right?
You know, since 303, Landon walked away from an argument, and he was fucking crucified because of it. But yet Hope walks away from an argument
and it's fine.
And it's fine because she was emotional, just like Landon was emotional, and the conversation was done. So I'm not seeing like why does Landon get held to a different standard then?
But wait, we might not get that same reaction because the people that we're complaining about the last time in the first place are not supposed to be watching, exactly.
Right, they're not watching the show anymore. I forgot.
not the show, but I'm seeing tweets. Why the fuck didn't make a tweet about her vamping off? Dr. Landon Enthusiast fucking let's bring up all his wrongs in threads.
What are Landon's wrong? Not putting himself first? Not prioritizing his relationship with Hope? Because
he can't express emotion at all.
Yes, because staying in limbo so everyone else can be safe, even though it means he's not allowed to be happy with the person he loves. Totally fucking selfish. Fuck him.
The way that this show is simply running because Hope can't be happy.
That means that Landon is not coming back. Yep. And Landon, I'm fucking hearing something. Some of y'all hearing this too make me fucking sick. I'm about to start calling the name because next time I see this dumb shit on my Twitter page, you're going to get an ad and it's not going to be cute either. How the fuck are y'all saying that y'all came with Landon going off and then 2 minutes later talking about some Landon in game? What the fuck is this? Split personality? Fucking two co-owners?
Maybe it's the initial reaction and then because, like, oh shit, my bad.
I'm agreeing with people. Like, I'm not going to screenshot this shit and pull this you when the season's done. I know who y'all are. Y'all annoying. That's why and I'll give you hints. Y'all not followed.
we can't even, like, you enjoy the two the season because people are such a piss off on timeline.
Y'all piss me the fuck off. I didn't even get the chance to log into the podcast. And I'm seeing y'all hands flop like a fucking flippy disc. We just got a fucking win. And y'all talking about, oh, this means Landon's moving on. Then stop asking us for fucking theories when you get one implication of a scene ending and y'all motherfuckers run to the skedaddles. You know what? Some of y'all hands need to go into limbo too. I mean, honestly, how about you go into the motherboard pit? So I'm gonna get the stupid shit I seen on my timeline today. Disgusting. And I don't even follow y'all. I still see this dumb shit. Handins.
No, because,
y'all waited for this. And y'all get it. And y'all act stupid.
How do you wait Handins, for real Handins see the truth.
Right. How do you wait for a Handin episode? You get it. The first thing you do is think it's over. Don't come on the podcast. Oh,
wait.
I hope
they don't go adding the writers, though. That would be shitty.
No,
like,
no, no.
We had, but don't add them. Just
we added like
we might in silence. Sit.
We added Price, like asking him if the big things for Land is still coming because that can be it.
I mean, it might be just the ferryman / Bonnie thing, but I really hope that he can travel back and forth. Just like when you get
too.
Persephone like levels of Greek mythology back, it's gonna be so good, and I hope they go there.
Which is he was introduced as a power as one species and then turns out to be another one by the end of the show, like they're doing Cleo.
Okay, but wasn't he supposed to be human and then he had no trace of magic, which is exactly like gods, and then he was a phoenix and then he wasn't, but he still could be siphoned.
I do think Landon is going to get out of limbo. I do. It's just not the right time because they
but
clearly
it won't
have something
be now.
Else. But it won't
because
be now.
19,
it'll be in 20. It'll be in 20. That's
by
when he'll
the
get
end
out.
Of it, you think?
It'll be the last show.
It'll probably
end of
be
like
the
last
30 it'll be
seconds.
The end. Hope will be on the fucking dock saying goodbye to
and
her
he's
dad.
Gonna show up and, then...
and she'll turn around and he'll be there and she'll be like, Landon?
Yeah. I would
and that's
what wait,
you
what
guys,
if we
you
get
guys
what if we get Klaus and be like turn around and then he's gone? No. Like, I mean, that we get the goodbye scene, father-daughter stuff, closure. He goes to peace, yada, yada. And then before he leaves, he's like, turn around. And then we see, and then we get Landon, like, with his hand on his, like, you know.
No, because I do think that.
And then Landon.
We will get, I think we'll get another parallel to that, but we'll get it in 20 when she's on the dock. We'll get it at the dock again. But can we talk about quickly how, I want to go back into the, we kind of talked about it in the pre-talks with Aurora and Ken, how she had begged him to bring back Tristan and he said he couldn't because he could only bring back someone honorable or something like that. Like, it was kind of choppy
but
for
me. But
then
he lied and then he was like, I refused or something.
But that made me think of Landon and Hope is technically owed the boon.
Yeah.
So, but if they want to bring back someone honorable, who's the most honorable person on the show?
Landon is literally being told to be the one. Like, even Raph was like, if anyone deserves to find peace or if anyone's going to find peace, it's going to be Landon. Yet, he hasn't.
Why and Landon's sitting there and helping all of these souls cross And, you know, I still think it's because he hasn't come to terms with what his
yeah, it's just, his gotta issues be more are. Kid.
And that's why he can't return home is because of maybe like, yeah, because he can't, he hasn't come to terms because he keeps saying, I'm happy, I'm good, I'm fine, I'm okay like, with it.
Boy's still playing.
And yeah, and with really, he needs to fucking break down and say, no, this isn't fair. And I think that's what is preventing him from returning home.
Epiphany. Lucifer, epiphany. You know when Lucifer goes to him, then he's always like going off, and then the lesson isn't that, but he finds that at the very end of the episode, something like that. It's going to be something like that.
Yeah.
But we're going to have to wait because we know that someone, very likely Ethan, because of everything that has happened, is going to show up in Limbo eventually. Maybe. He might. Because he's going to die, so where else is he going to show up? But then what are they going to do with him? Do you think that they're going to be, like, actually killing him off? Because they are alluding to his death. Like, oh, his powers go so far. Like, once he gets to fire, he dies.
What if there's a way to make him become human again?
Can they?
I don't know.
I mean, I just
assumed. I mean, Landon became human again.
Alaric came back human.
Yep.
But no, he came back vampire. Never mind.
No, but when they when Tyler and that came back, they all came back as humans.
No, but that was because of
the magic.
They died when they crossed
the and the magic, and it was the magic barrier.
And but he basically died because the magic was taken away from him. So when he came back,
But if they can do that, who's to say? Like, Lizzie fucking figured out what was going on with Ethan because of her magic and because of her being a heretic and that. So maybe she could help figure out a way to have Landon come home too and also help Ethan. Because if Malivore put that in him, there has to be a way to draw it out.
Like with a vacuum? Magical fucking thing.
Something
but
the like
thing
that.
Is that Malivore is gone, and I just assumed that if he was gone, then so was everything that had anything to do with him. But turns out Caleb didn't change back.
But didn't okay in the Vampire Diaries? Was it Valerie who? Or no, it was Kai who siphoned out. What is it? The werewolf bite or something? What was it? He siphoned out something, wasn't it?
He siphoned the city in season 5.
No.
Oh, no, season 6 or 5. It's all blurred out. Season 6.
I don't know.
He was sitting.
But the thing is if something, I think it has to do something with Lizzie's powers.
But it could also be like just a spell that Hope used. You know, with the venom when she touched herself.
Yeah.
Something. So if it were that, maybe that's too easy. Maybe Malivore's goo is embedded in his blood or something.
Because that makes no fucking sense, though.
I don't know.
It makes no sense that Ethan's the only one that's kind of doing this while Caleb is not getting any recaps, anything from this.
No. Like, I wonder if there were consequences, though, because the stakes are higher, but
it's with somebody that we barely care about.
Do you think that they will start, killing characters for real? Yes. I mean, I know, I think that if Ethan goes and we see Landon and Ethan, then what? Like, he's going to go to peace? Or
I'm just going to be positive and not assume that they're going to have Ethan buddy.
Okay. I honestly don't even know. We have 3 more episodes left, so we'll find out soon. Let's just go back to fucking Hannon because,
yeah.
I love them. That library so scene. The library scene, the fucking
when
Geralt,
he showed up.
The way, oh, no, okay, the way he grabbed her face like the Gollum Landon did in the fireplace when she was possessed by the Burbalang.
Yes.
Okay, Landon would never stab you. Hello?
Excuse you, bitch. No, actually, I love
it. No. I'm going to parallel that now. I have to.
And you also have to parallel the 404 scene.
I was
waiting.
I don't think I can.
Yeah. So I was waiting after that line for her to say, you just have to close your eyes.
Right?
But she didn't. She said you just have to hold it. You have to hold on tight.
After paralyzed.
But no, but the way he touched her face and the kisses and the way that she
hold on tight, because you guys know that's one of my favorite moments in 304. So when she said that, I literally broke out into tears. I was like, here we go.
I was crying so much during that scene. I was like, it was embarrassing for me.
She said, I'll never forget.
I will always love you. I will never forget you.
I will always love you. Like, I will love you forever. My Sterling bitch-ass heart was like...
And she said earlier about living forever.
Nobody in this universe lives forever, like, truly.
Yeah.
And you're like, the one who has to live, or whatever he said. You're the one that has to live.
You thought you were fated to die, but you're the one that has to live.
No. It was like, to be the one who lives. That was the exact thing.
To be the one who lives.
And then he was like, please let me help one last time.
One last time, honestly.
Bitch.
They are so sickening. That parallels
305 also in the prison or in the
he's
like, yeah, we can do it together if you want.
Yeah,
I was expecting the countdown, but I'm glad it wasn't, because then I might have cried. But also, can we talk about how dramatic it was when he was like, you have to go back without me, and then the shot, it was like, why was she doing everything she could not to.
Yeah. But the thing is she needed to
She already knew he had to go back without him.
Yeah.
Okay, if the necromancer hadn't sent him back, he never would have seen Hope on that couch, and he never would have made the choice that he did.
Yeah. And I love that she said to the ferryman, like, I become a little intense when it comes to save Landa.
So true of her.
Yes.
So true
of
her.
But the fact that they put that in there really goes to show that I don't think that she's okay with what happened. She just realizes what needed to happen at that time.
And that's the thing, that they have to make difficult choices and they can't be happy. Like, they both want to be together.
That was annoying. That's frustrating.
But it's just like, they have to put everybody else first except for them. But when they actually, for instance, when Hope chose to save Landon, everybody went against her and they were saying shit to her. Like, why can she just be happy and put herself and her needs or her wants first? Why does she have to be the one to be saving everyone? Like, one thing is that she's the tribrid and the most powerful being and all that, and that's why she's fighting Goss now. But why is it all? Why does it always be her, the one sacrificing stuff? Like,
it's annoying.
I'm just tired. I'm just sick and tired of this shit. I just want her to be happy and. Fuck the super squad and
that's how it better end, though.
Yeah, Brett Matthews, we know where you live. We don't really
look
but
at you.
We could look into it and like be very angry about it. Because we don't send death threats, because we're actually nice human beings. Decent human beings. Nash, what were you going to say?
I was about to say you're insane, but you even continued on. I stand. Hold on tight.
I just can't get over that. Then on one condition thing.
Yeah, they keep doing like one condition twice, like, to kiss.
Like, hand in.
They have me by the throat. It's so embarrassing. They also know.
I just cannot. Every time I see them, they just raise the bar. And
it's so sickening, like, I can't control myself when I'm watching this.
Yeah, like,
if the Danielle meeting thing from Gold Rush happens after the finale, I am so sorry, bestie, for the people you're gonna see in that meeting,
honestly. But like, I just remember she can't go on 22, like, because she have a con in England, I think Manchester.
Oh, well, we might get it like in June or something. I don't know, whenever it happens, before December.
It'll probably be like May 30th or something.
Yeah,
after the finale for sure. So
yeah, because
oh god,
yeah,
oh god,
she's gonna go so quickly.
She's gonna get so many of mentally ill people.
Moral victory, at least.
Yeah,
again,
no, because
fuck him, though.
Parallel.
Naj, you're gonna have to be like parallel after parallel after parallel. We got so fucking.
Yeah, I'm asking. Do anybody got the stabbing scene? So I can, already got
this stabbing scene was so sick, like the way she stabbed him and now he stabbed her.
And like, why would Brad do that? And she, but she joined, but she held it too. And
yeah,
like helped
we do
him
it together.
Yeah,
that's why I think that Lando also helped her to put the knife in him that time.
Oh, he did, I think. I'm pretty sure he did. Yeah, I so wish sick. The answer was being with you. And this reminded me of the Sarah Landon conversations last episode. When she was saying that sometimes what we want is one thing and then we can't. I can't remember what the words were exactly, but you know, shipping star-crossed lovers is good, but also it hurts like a bitch. Like,
I mean, okay, if we think about it, okay, so this is the fourth season, right? In four seasons, look at all the shit that Decker Star had to go through before they were, like, before we got anything. And I know you're just That's on season five, besties, so, like, I'm not, no spoilers, but Decker Star went through all of these four seasons of angst and shit like that, and now we're on the fourth of Legacies, so, like, it honestly is, like, it, you know, making sense in that way, you know? But, like...
Yeah.
It's frustrating because it was so frustrating with the four seasons of Decker Star.
I just really hope that Brett doesn't fuck it up and he doesn't allow Julie to fuck it up because I don't trust that lady. Just Julie, stay booked and busy. I love that for you. Get us the bloopers though. Thank you.
Shut the fuck
up. Don't touch.
I'm glad that Brett wrote the episode with her.
I will send you guys on the group chat the Landon gif, and his eyes literally have tears. I was saying, like, I saw tears in his eyes, and it was. And, like, the fact that this made us so happy to see tears in this man's eyes is so sickening because, like, he has feelings.
He has, but the show doesn't let him explore those feelings except being happy.
This is so sick.
Okay,
and that was right after she disappeared.
Yeah,
look at that.
What?
The moral victory landed parallel.
The moral, yeah.
Pain. Edit that too.
You're gonna have a lot to edit.
This gif is right after she disappeared, right?
No, it's before. It was when he's telling her that she. Needs
oh, I see. Okay, yeah.
They looked so pretty. They are so pretty. Like, actually, how can people be like that gorgeous? Like, I know that they put makeup on and the lighting and all that, but naturally, they're very, very beautiful human beings.
Honestly. Like, okay, MVP, favorite scene.
Okay.
Yes.
My MVP, yeah, I'm going to have to... I'm sorry.
Oh, God.
I so badly just want to say Landon just because of this episode made me so mad with him. Like, I'm so pissed off. I wasn't before. Like, you know, you guys know me. Positive vibes. Like, that's what I'm all about. But this bitch is getting too much for me. Even me. But yeah, so Landon. And then my favorite scene is probably Hope and Landon's goodbye. That was just... I fucking cried. And whenever I cry, you know it's a good scene.
Okay, no, goodbye for now.
Yeah. Time wasn't enough.
No, remember when we were talking about that? That it wasn't going to be a goodbye. It was going to be a see you later.
Yeah. Nice.
For me, MVP was Landon. Honestly, if it wasn't for Landon, then Hope would have not came back and helped these people. Go against the gods. Once again, Landon always put himself last. He's always overlooked. And it just kills me that even though he sent Hope back to save the world, he still gets to share in the stick of losing his soul. I mean, having his soul be under the ferryman. Even with the little time he had of Hope, he still cherished it and did the big thing, which was send her away, which is why he's my king, love of my life, my son. And my favorite scene is obviously the handing goodbye because That I try to keep strong, but that sent me, and I was crying.
I can't wait for your guys' reaction.
It was so bad that I had to rewatch it during a commercial break, and I recorded me crying again.
Did you throw another tissue box?
Yeah, it's right here actually. It didn't leave my bed, so Scotty's.
Sneak peek.
But it's bad for me. So Landon, you always be loved.
Okay, mine is Landon too, because. Just because. Do we even need a reason, you know?
Honestly.
And then I'm going to say my favorite scene was the beginning with them on the dock when she was like, I can't believe this is happening. And, like, you know, we'll talk about that later. But first, like, that, because that was, like, a real reunion, you know? Like, that.
Is it?
Oh, it's me. Okay. MVP have to be Landon. Like, I'm really gonna make this my MVP till he get like some decent storyline and come back to life, because only the fact that he's out there in limbo making the best of it and trying to hide his emotions to the people he loves so they can find peace and some solace, because Hope wouldn't want to come back if she knew. Like, Hope always, she tries to live in an alternative universe on her mind, because she knew she had to go back without Landon, but she was trying to even that. And she literally had to fool herself that Landon is okay out there, but she knows he's not. So I think that's Landon. My favorite thing has to be the goodbye, because that was truly the sickest thing that they could have done. And I was throwing up and I was crying and I was shaking, and I need for them to pay my antidepressant, because there's no way I can survive until 420, because it's not gonna happen. I literally send my therapy bills to Brett and Danielle and Arich so they can figure out how to pay it.
Well, I'm gonna start with my favorite scene, and I'm gonna go with the same that Robin chose. Because, yeah, that was actually, like, a very good reunion. And the one more thing, that was really, yeah, I know. And the fact that the Legacies account tweeted the kiss and the gift beforehand, before it actually aired, beautiful. I screamed and I completely lost my shit immediately, even though we knew that it was coming. But anyway, and MVP, of course, Landon. Because we didn't talk about this last episode, but the fact that he told Sayla that he had known love, adventure, and I don't know what else his entire life. Why are you lying? Why are you like this? No, you didn't. You didn't know all of that. You were in foster care and you were bullied and abused, and you only had all of that after you had Wrath and Hope. So, yeah, we are the Protect Landon Kirby squad. He deserves better, and I really hope that he gets the happiness he deserves in real life and not in limbo. Thank you.
Yeah. So that was our season 4, episode 17 discussion review of Legacy.
Yep.
Till next time, guys.
So let me interrupt you. I'm sorry. Price has literally just replied someone like, reread the request I was made. So the big star for Landon was definitely at the end, because my question was like, maybe you get something at the end. So he was like, reread the questions made. Because people are complaining about him saying Landon was getting big stuff.
Yeah, it's not like we're actually this episode of the podcast was like us complaining about, but also Landon, venting about Landon. But just please understand that we are not shitting.
Yeah, it's gonna be group therapy. Themselves. I'm sorry. Yeah. Never hold
back. If it came out like too negative, just understand that we are sick and tired of this.
Treatment. But like what Pia said is that it's not on the writers or anything like that. Like,
it kind of is, but it isn't really. Like, we're not actually like, we want change. We're asking for it we're like probably not really constructively criticizing them, but we are also telling them how we feel. So,
yeah.
Hopefully in a respectful way.
And I mean, it is constructive. And not just to bash the show. We are giving
them. Oh, yeah, we're not. It just, it has so much potential that it's not being as explored as we would have wanted it to be, if that makes sense.
It's not just for being mean. We're just giving them constructive stuff to work.
And I mean, maybe we'll get what we want in the next three episodes, but until then,
yeah, but right now, this is how we feel. And if that changes later, we will talk about that. Like, this isn't permanent. And hopefully neither is Landon State in limbo.
Yeah.
But yeah, thank you for having me here, annoying you guys. And Iz, I am so sorry for shit-talking Mizzy. I'm just pissed. I
can't believe we had like a whole session of Mizzy, literally 20 minutes to talk about Mizzy. Iz had
but I hope that you get at least one
last. It was 20 minutes of shit-talking Mizzy and then me getting like 2 minutes of...
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
It's okay. When we get Klaus and Caroline back, you can have your Caroline moment and be
don't even speak that into existence. I swear to God.
Oh, actually, let's hope that KC stands don't appear, because one's gonna be a ghost and the other one's gonna be real. So
don't even speak that into existence.
Caroline Nation. But anyway, thank you for having
anybody to stay alive and be happy together. Thank you.
At this point, drink we all water. Just agree that Hand went the game.
Yes.
That's it.
Drink and they're going to be Hand in the game.
Hand in the game. Now you cut it.